Good morning, everybody, people of the podcast. Welcome to the first podcast of Rohan's podcast. I'm not sure what this is going to be called. Probably Ro Knows Movies or something like that. So, welcome. For all you guys who don't know, I have a YouTube channel. I have many Instagrams, and I'm very involved in really everything. I've always wanted to start a podcast. I've always wanted to have something like a podcast sort of thing. So here we are. Basically, in my podcast, sorry, I'm in the car right now, so you may hear some like things from the car, you know, the engine and stuff. But I'll definitely not have those in next stuff. But basically, what we're gonna be talking about in all of our podcasts is movies in general. You know, I'm gonna be reviewing movies. I'm gonna be talking about new movies coming, old movies that have come up and I've recently seen. Movie news, actor news. We're gonna talk about everything about, you know, Hollywood in general, all the film industry and all the that stuff. We're gonna be definitely discussing into all of that. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I've had this idea for a podcast for, I want to say, 4 to 5 months. I've had the idea for a long time. I started listening to a podcast a few months ago, and I'm like really enjoying it. I said, hey, maybe I should start doing this, you know? So here I am making a podcast. I'm gonna try it. Like, I don't know why. I really don't know how this is gonna work out, you know? I really don't know how many updates I'm gonna make a podcast, or how is the podcast gonna be made, how long are they gonna be. I'm not gonna try to make it too long because I know you guys' time is important, so is mine. So I'm not gonna make it too long that it's like unbearably you can't like sit through it one time. So I mean, the max I'll make it is probably like, it depends what I'm talking. If I'm doing a movie review, it'll probably like maximum an hour. I don't want to go over an hour. I know some podcasts are an hour long. Most podcasts are very long, but I'm gonna keep my podcast short, and I'm gonna get to the point. I may stray away from the topic a little, but other than that, I'm gonna keep the podcast short. I'm gonna keep everything relevant because personally, I know a lot about movies. I know what makes a great movie. I've watched movies. I've studied movies for a long, long time. I may have some special guests on here. We don't know because I got a lot of friends that are also like movie, like, no, I don't want to say experts because no one really is a movie expert. A lot of my friends are, you know, knowledgeable in what makes a good movie and like how to analyze a movie. And actually, since I've read a lot of comics, right? So I know a lot about comic book movies. So those are gonna be like probably like one of my specialties, you know, to talk about comic book movies and such. Because of my knowledge on like the source material and all of that good stuff, you know. But also regular movies in general, you know, like Marvel movies, DC movies, I'll crack them out, you know, crank them open. But you know, regular movies in general that just came out, like, you know, like movies that are like sci-fi, I could review sci-fi comedy, drama. I can review all sorts of movies because I have an expertise in all those kinds of movies. So yeah, I don't really know what else. I'm supposed to, it's been like 4 minutes or something. But yeah, this was a short podcast. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know what I'm here for and what I'm gonna be doing. My next one's probably gonna be a movie review on like a movie that just came out, probably Venom or A Star is Born. I just recently watched that, but it's probably gonna be Venom. But just look out for that one. And yeah, I think this podcast is gonna be Ro Knows Movies, but we're not too sure yet. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed the first podcast of us. Let's get a hand, round of applause for me, you know. But yeah, other than that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys in the next cast. Welcome back, everybody. Today is the same day I filmed the first episode. I'm in the car again, so excuse the engine and the sound quality isn't as good as I would expect it to be, but I really don't have any change to that right now. So today, right now, I'm going to be talking about, I said I was going to talk about Venom, but I actually want to talk about a show I just finished. It's on Amazon Prime Video, which is Amazon's like Netflix or whatever. The show is called Jack Ryan. It stars John Krasinski. You may know him from the show The Office. He just started and directed and wrote his own movie called A Quiet Place. That's also a really great movie I might review in the future. But right now I want to review a TV show called Jack Ryan. All right, so let's just jump right into it. So Jack Ryan is, if you guys don't know who Jack Ryan is, Jack Ryan is a character made by Tom Clancy. Tom Clancy's an author of many best-selling books. Jack Ryan is—it's not a new thing. It's been around since, oh, I don't know, 1980s, maybe 70s. It started. I think the first Jack Ryan was Harrison Ford. If I don't want, don't quote me on that, but I believe it was Harrison Ford. He played Jack Ryan in two films or three, and then it went to Alec Baldwin, which the film was called Chasing Red Midnight or something like that. I totally forgot. Hunt for Red October, that was what it was called. All right, he was starring in Hunt for Red October, and I'm not sure if Alec Baldwin was another Jack Ryan. Ben Affleck was Jack Ryan for one film. I don't think he did too well in that. I never got a chance to see it. And then just recently, before John Krasinski with Jack Ryan, before that, an actor named Chris Pine would play Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit, which came out in, I want to say, 2012 or 2014. Don't quote me on any of these days because I don't have anything in front of me. This is all just off the top of my head. So Jack Ryan, this is a show, this is about a military man, like he's in the military. He joined the military because of 9/11, and he was in the military, but we don't know he's in the military until later on, and he's just an analyst. So he's part of an analyst team working for on Washington for the government. He's basically an analyst for the money transfers that go on around the globe. Right, tracking terrorist organizations and what they pay for. So this show starts off really good. I don't want to get into too many spoilers because I'll have spoiler reviews later, but this is just my overall thoughts on the thing. So he goes throughout this journey. Then they find the main antagonist. You know, it's just a great, it's really well written. I'm not sure if John Krasinski had anything to do with it, but I would not be surprised if he did, because he's an amazing writer because of the A Quiet Place that just came out. It was an amazing movie. So, the show, it drags for a little bit in the beginning. I don't want to say drags a lot, but it does have some dragging points in the beginning of the series when we're getting introduced to every character. I feel like they could have done it a lot faster, but I'm not complaining about it too much because it's just a slight blunder. It's not too bad. It doesn't really take away from anything. Just, there's too much character development. I think we really didn't need to know a lot of the information that happened. So he finds this girl, you know, they become friends. Then he starts working for, then a terrorist attack, you know, happens. And, you know, he works for the organization, you know. The pacing of this show after the first episode up until the last, before the last episode, is amazing. The only complaint I have is in the final finale of the show, it rushes the ending really, really fast. I wish they would have made the ending a little longer or had some more things going on, but they rushed it. It was just scene after scene after scene, and that's it. You know, nothing, that was it. You know, I wish they could have done a little more for the show. I feel like it would have done amazing. The show itself was amazing, but I feel like if they didn't rush the ending like they did, it would have been one of the best finales a show could have. But yeah, that was one of the small pointers I had about, like, bad about this film. Like, good things. John Krasinski does an amazing job as Jack Ryan. He portrays him so well. He seems like the nerd, you know, if you want to call it, for the analyst part. But then when it comes to the main, you know, when he's in the military, he's perfect at that role. I feel like that was a great cast for, sorry about this, I'm a little tired, but that was a great casting role for Jack Ryan. I feel like they couldn't have done a better job. But overall the show is really well put together. The show is really about what goes behind the scenes with the U.S. government when it's trying to track down these terrorist organizations and terrorists, and trying to beat them through the next move. You know, stop them before they get to the next, you know, terrorist attack that's going to happen, right? So this show does a really good job at telling that story and a really good job of portraying that character in that way. But I don't want to get into too many spoilers, so I'm just going to... Whoa! A little tired, ladies and gentlemen. But I just want to... I wanted to let you guys know about this show that's on there. I want to give it a rating. So on a scale of 1 to 10, the show... Okay, so... I haven't figured out my scale yet, so a 1 to 10 is just going to have it. I'll probably have, like, number 1 would be this kind of show, and number 10 would be this kind of show. Like if I want to top of my head, number 10 would be, like, the last season of Lost. Have you guys ever seen the show Lost? Number 1, I'm sorry, would be, like, the last season of Lost. That show, the last season was horrible, but the rest was great. And number 10, I don't know, I would put The Office was a great show. Band of Brothers is a great show. Parks and Rec is a great... Yeah, I don't know my spectrum so far, so I'm just going to give it a 1 out of 10. The show... The only reason I can't give it a 10 or a 9 is the pacing of the show. It ended too early, I believe. It could have been a little longer, which would have made the movie... the show, excuse me, worthwhile for me and for everyone. But other than that, I want to give it a 7. That's what I'm going to... Oh, a 7.5. I don't really like giving points, but this just—it's almost an 8. I want to say 8, but it just dragged and sped up when it what like really didn't need to. So yeah, 7.5. That's what I'm gonna give it. Yeah, this was just a quick review off the top of my head. Next time I do a review, I'm definitely going to have something ready, so it's not gonna be as off the top of my head. I'll seem like a planned man. I'll perhaps like have a script or something in front of me, and I definitely. We'll try not to do it while driving because I know the sound quality of it's not as good as you guys would like it, and you may hear the engine roar in the background. But yeah, I mean, overall, I love doing these podcasts for you guys. Really, I love talking about these things. But yeah, so hope you guys enjoyed the podcast for today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Thank you for joining the cast tonight. And I'll see you guys in the next podcast.